You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. I'm sure we all have been very concerned for the victims of Hurricane Katrina, the present suffering and the loss of life, homes, businesses, the displacement of so many peoples, the mental, emotional, financial, and physical agony it has caused, and the wounds and scars that it will leave for many years. And we may wonder why these natural disasters come in the first place, and why they are intensifying with greater force and seem to be more frequent. It's not a pleasant thing to live and to deal with, and it's like any other problem that we don't really understand fully until we go through them. But we understand enough that our heart goes out for those people and those three states that are suffering from this hurricane and the aftermath. And we wonder from time to time, why do these things have to happen? And where is it all leading this world and our nation? Where are those catastrophes that we suffer taking this world and taking our nation? Some of us have different opinions as to why those hurricanes, droughts, floods, and other disasters are hitting so frequent and with such force. Well, is it time and chance? Does the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan, as you can read of in Ephesians 2, verse 2, and the god of this world, as you can read of in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 4, cause them? Some may think it's because those people on the Gulf Coast are sinners above everyone else, and they got just what they deserved. Well, could that be true? Notice what Christ had to say about mishaps and the people involved in Luke 13, beginning in verse 1. It says, there were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifice. And Jesus answered and said to them, do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans because they suffered such things? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Are those 18 on whom the tower in Shiloh fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all the others who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will likewise perish. Now, my friends, what's Christ trying to tell us here? Well, my friends, Christ is telling you and me that we are sinners, just as much as those mentioned in this passage, as well as those where those catastrophes are hitting. Christ is telling us that we are all sinners, and that unless we repent and accept and believe the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and make some changes in our life, the way we think, the things we do, the words we speak, and the attitude that we have, that we will likewise perish or die, that we will die in our sins as well. Does Christ mean that our blood will be mixed with our sacrifice, or that some tower is going to fall on us, or that we will all perish in a great hurricane? Of course not. Then what is Christ trying to tell us? What does Christ want you and me to understand from his words in this passage? And you need to open your ears and hear and take heed, for God says it's not the hearers of the law or of God's word that are justified, but the doers of his law. And the doers of his word are justified. You can read that in Romans 2, verse 13. Well, God is telling us that we will likewise perish in our sins unless we repent and change our way. And that means to repent of breaking God's law. For sin is the transgression of the law, as you can read in 1 John 4 and verse 3. Yes, Christ is telling us, mankind that is, if we will listen, that there is a way that seems right to an individual, but the end thereof is the way of death. You can read that in Proverbs 14, verse 12, as well as chapter 16 and verse 25. So we most usually live the way that seems right in our own eyes, as we see things. Much too often we ignore God's word and say, here's the way I look at it. Many people that profess Christianity will tell you that they know Sunday is a Sabbath, but still they won't turn loose of tradition and begin obeying what they know. Well, does that way still seem right to them? Are they Or are you more concerned about tradition and what others think about you than obeying God and what God thinks about you? You should ask yourselves that question, my friends, and you should give yourself an honest answer. Some may blame God for all of our troubles, asking why does God allow these catastrophes such as 9/11, storms, hurricanes, floods, droughts, tragic deaths. We wonder why God allows these things. Why didn't God stop them? He could. We know that, don't we? Well, why didn't he? Notice what it says in Isaiah 59. We begin to understand where we are in this world and why God allows things to happen. Isaiah 59 and verse 1. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor his ears heavy that it cannot hear. In other words, save you physically, save you mentally, emotionally, financially, save you morally and spiritually, any way. God can do it. Nor his ears heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities, notice this, my friends, the sins of this world, the sins of our nation, your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongues has muttered perversity. And Christ said, you know, that we're all sinners, and that those where the catastrophes are hitting aren't any worse sinners than anyone else in this world or in our nation. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. This is speaking about our day. This is a prophecy to Israel, and we are modern day Israel. And this is speaking of the very last days that we're living in. And you have to ask yourself, do I fit this category? And if I do, I should make some changes. Or otherwise, you will likewise perish and die as the ones that we just read about in Luke 13. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch viper's eggs and weave the spider's webs. He who eats of their eggs dies, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks out. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. In other words, your sins will find you out, as God says, and that we reap what we sow. You can't hide things from God. Their works are works of iniquity, sin, and the act of violence is in their hand. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction is in their past. The way of peace they have not known. Do you know the way of peace, my friends? Does this world know the way of peace? Does this nation know the way of peace? Pretty accurate prophecy here, isn't it? And there is no justice in their ways. There is no divine law in their ways, is what the word justice here means. In other words, we don't have a standard that we go by. We're taking our chances by going our own way. And our way is the way that leads to death. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness. Yes, we're always hoping tomorrow will be better, don't we? Are we having more troubles than we had 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago? Are we having more troubles than we had last year? We need to ask ourselves these things, and we need to ask ourselves why. We look for light, but there is darkness, for brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. In other words, we don't know which way to go. We grope and we try to find our way out of our problems, but we don't know which way to go. We don't know what to do. Notice what it says in Jeremiah 30 and verse 12. A prophecy for our end time, a prophecy for Israel today. For thus says the Eternal, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. This is speaking to the United States, my friends, and Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and so on. There is no one to plead your cause. In other words, there's no one to heal us, that you may be bound up. You have no healing medicines. And it doesn't look like we do, does it? Look like we're getting into trouble more and more, and we have no healing remedies anymore. All your lovers have forgotten you. Now that will come to pass. It hasn't exactly happened yet, but God predicts that our lovers will, that is our allies that we think that are our allies, they will forsake us. They do not seek you, for I have wounded you with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of your iniquities. Notice, it's for the multitude of our iniquities, a nation, a people that had the opportunity to know God's law, to know God's way, and to live that way. And we have turned our back on our Maker. And God says He's going to allow these things to come up on us because of the multitude of our iniquities. And He says it is our sins that has cut us off from God, that God does not hear, that God does not protect us as in times past. Yes, we're losing God's protection because your sins have increased. In other words, they're more and getting worse all the time. Why do you cry about your affliction? Your sorrow is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. I have done these things to you, or I have allowed these things to come upon you. Yes, God says that He could stop them, but because of the multitude of our sins, we are reaping what we have sown. He says, why do you cry about your affliction? God is asking you and me a question. Why do you cry about your affliction? Says your sorrows is incurable because of the multitude of your iniquities, because your sins have increased. In other words, God is saying, you have brought these things upon yourself. So why do you cry about them? My friends, I see my time is just about up. We're going to have to cut this short, but we'll pick this up in our next program. But there is good news beyond this time of Jacob's trouble. After we finally learn by much suffering that God's way is the only way that pays, and that God's way is the only way that pays a good reward, God is going to send Jesus Christ back to this earth to deliver mankind from Himself. But you don't have to wait till that time to have God's protection and God's deliverance. You can have God's protection and His deliverance now. I want to just quote what it says in Micah 6 here right quick. It says this, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Eternal require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. Yes, indeed. God says, what does the Eternal require of you, O man, but that you walk justly and love mercy? Yes, you do justly. You live right. You live the right way. Not the way that's right in your eyes, but the way that God has laid down in His Word is the way you live. And you love mercy. And you walk humbly with your God. In other words, you're ready and willing to obey your God. Well, in the world tomorrow, and that world is coming, and it's going to be God's world, and that day we won't be saying, here's the way I look at it. For God's Word and His law and His plan of salvation will be made known to everyone, to the entire earth, and they will listen and heed. And in that day, we won't hear or we won't see any catastrophes. For we will be obedient to our God, and God will give blessings that we could have today. And we won't be bringing curses upon ourselves by disobeying God. My friend, if you'd like to know more about this important topic, we invite you to call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request our free literature, What Must America Do Now to Regain God's Protection and Blessings? And also, Why Does Mankind Suffer? And all you need to do is just dial us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.